Wendy Karn, who spearheaded organizing that, and all the other volunteers, none of whom I suspect are here this morning yet, anyway. So totally understandable. But in the spirit of hospitality and welcome, I now invite you to turn to your neighbor and say hello. So as we begin our time of worship and community together, I invite all of us to just take a breath. This is the time of year when things get chaotic. We can feel overwhelmed. There's a lot going on. And that's what we're doing this morning in the service. And our worship associate will explain a little bit more about that in a moment. But we are taking this time this morning to take a breath and invite in a feeling of peace and being centered during this holiday season.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Eleanor Nunez, and I am your music director here at UUCF. For our opening hymn, we will be singing Gather the Spirit. It's number 347. Ooh, there goes my mic. So please rise in mind, body, or spirit and join us in singing.
Good morning. My name is Juana Ventura, and I will be your worship associate this morning. This morning, we attempt to touch the untouchable, to give voice to that which has no voice, to invite in our sense of the spiritual as we explore the scope and richness of life. For that reason, we aren't going to attempt to explain every moment of our service today. We're just going to invite you to be, to take a breath from the chaos of the season, from the loud voices in our world, and just be. You are invited to take in the poetry, prose, and the music you hear this morning in whatever way is meaningful to you. You are invited to take in moments of silence, at times of reflection or mindfulness. Most of all, we invite you to open your hearts and minds to this experience and make of it what you will. Moving wind, bending branches, shining leaves are all speech enough this afternoon. Water ripples in granite where finches bathe and drink. The bay beyond glitters, and closer by, the largest tree spreads nearly naked arms. A sudden bird speaks for us all, each of us in solitary solidarity, our lives unspoken, already known to each other. We need no more word than the three-lobed leaf still clinging to the peony, stem drinking life from what is left, like us. I now invite Lois and Will Nettleship to light our chalice on behalf of UUCF's planned giving program, which allows donors to leave future financial gifts to the church. Lois is the chair of the Planned Giving Endowment Committee, and she and Will are also donors. We thank Will and Lois for their generosity and vision for the future of UUCF. One more time. Would you please join me in saying our unison affirmation? The words are on the screen. This flame affirms the light of truth, the warmth of community, and the fire of commitment. Love is the doctrine that we share. The quest for truth is our sacrament, and service is our prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge and freedom, to serve human need, thus do we covenant one another. Each Sunday, our children collect food donations to provide for those in need. The food challenge this week, this month, is canned meat. Sounds good, huh? We participate in the Interfaith Monthly Food Challenge. This is just one of the many ways our congregation serves the larger community. We invite the children to sit up front for the Time for All Ages presentation before going on to their educational classes.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who do not know, my name is Rachel White, and I'm the Director of Religious Education here at UUCF. And very quickly, before we get started, I want to make sure to announce to everyone that I'm going to be holding regular office hours for my position, so I will be available to answer emails, talk on the phone, or meet with anybody on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3, and then Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7. So if you need to get a hold of me, those are the best times to reach me. And that's when I'll be replying to emails and such. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that we are right in the middle of the holiday crush. We just finished Thanksgiving, Hanukkah. We're right in the middle of Hanukkah. Christmas is coming up, New Year's. It's really easy to get pulled in so many different directions, thinking about what just happened, what's coming up. And it's hard at this time of year to just take a moment, take a breath, and really focus on the moment. And so we have a little bit of an exercise, a little video, to help us all of us, take a moment and be here in the present.
Well, it wouldn't be the holiday season without a little tech trouble. Why don't we just go ahead and turn the video off and we'll just talk this through. Or maybe.
Mindfulness meditation is all about paying attention to what's happening right now in what we call the present moment. There's the past, which is anything that happened before this moment. There's the future, or what's going to happen later, and there's the present moment, which is what's happening and what we're experiencing right now. Sometimes we think about what happened before in the past, like what we had for breakfast, or a game we were playing yesterday, or something annoying our little sister did. Can you think of something that happened in the past? And sometimes we think about what we're going to do later in the future, like going to play at the park or going to visit a friend. Or we might think about something that's going to happen later, like wondering if it will rain. Can you think of something you're planning to do later or something else that's going to happen later in the future? Well, mindfulness class is all about paying attention to what's happening right now in the present moment. When we practice mindfulness meditation, we're paying attention to all the things that are happening right now. The things around us, like the sounds we hear and the things we see, and the things inside us, like our feelings and our thoughts, everything that's happening right now. Can you notice something that's happening right now in the present moment? Can you feel your body sitting here in the present moment? Do you feel your legs touching the chair or the floor where you're sitting? Even though it's always the present moment, we spend most of our time thinking about the past and the future. So it actually takes a lot of practice to just pay attention to what's happening now. It's kind of amazing to think about because even though it's pretty obvious that it's always now, it's still hard for us to remember since we're so often thinking about another time and place. So let's try practicing again. Can you feel the air moving in and out of your body as you breathe? Can you hear anything right now? Every moment is new. Right now, this very moment you're experiencing has never happened before, and it will never happen exactly this way again, which I think makes it very special. What else do you see right now? Now move your eyes just slightly to look at something else. What do you see? Move your eyes again. What do you see now? Now close your eyes and feel your breathing one more time. Make sure your back is straight and tall and your shoulders are relaxed. Where do you feel your breathing most in your body? Do you feel the air going in and out at the tip of your nose? You feel your chest moving as you breathe? Do you feel your breathing near your belly? Find the place where it's easiest to feel your breathing right now in this moment. And just pay attention to the feeling of breathing in and out for 3 breaths. I'll do it with you. So now I think you understand what the present moment is. Thanks for practicing mindfulness with me today.
Let us begin our time of sharing the joys and sorrows in our lives. As a reminder, these are the personal events and struggles and joys that we face and experience in life, the things that are too great to hold alone that we share during this time. So if you do have a brief personal joy or sorrow that you would like to share, I invite you forward at this time.
Last night, team number 1, Modern Day, team number 2, Concord de La Salle, football teams, high school teams. National championship last night went to Modern Day. The reason I'm proud about it, my stepson, Judy's son, is the offensive coordinator. And at the end of the game, the head coach brought David up front for the first time in 24 years and allowed him to come on camera, which was the best part of the whole game.
I have a brief joy. Apparently, Kenny G bailed on the opening performance of the Rose Parade. There's always like a skit that has a lot of camera time and whatnot. And my boyfriend got the call, so set your DVRs. He will be Kenny G's sub for the Rose Parade, so that's pretty cool.
I'm Will Nettleship. Our daughters were part of this congregation back in the 1990s, and some of you might still remember them. Our younger daughter, Anna, is going to graduate school in London right now. She's completed her master's program. She was just admitted to a PhD program that has many applicants. They only take 12. She was accepted. And so she will be inducted into the program in January sometime, still not clear exactly when, but in the meantime, coming back, so we're looking forward to seeing her and appreciative of everything, good things that seem to be happening for her.
I'm Allison Daniels, and I have a sorrow, a concern for our youth. I'm a principal of an elementary school, and in that position, I see a lot more than the parents and the teachers, because I have an overview in personal interactions with lots of families and kids having issues. And there's a lot of depression and anxiety emerging in our youth at very young ages. And I have a student in particular, obviously can't be detailed, but who's really struggling right now, suicidal thoughts. And it just breaks my heart to see our elementary students suffering, and schools are trying to keep up, but but with our bureaucratic system, it's just a reality. You have things that you have to be put into place. You have to hire people, counselors, and get the funding for it. It's a reality, but it's just not keeping up. So that is a day-to-day concern that I deal with in my job.
Hi, I'm Linda. I just wanted to express my appreciation to Wendy. Sadly, she's unable to come today, but I just wanted to express my appreciation for a lovely potluck last night. And also to Reverend Jason for a fantastic solstice. Thank you.
And I invite Juana to light a candle in memory of Louis Reback, Bruce Reback's father, who passed away 4 years ago today. So this is the fourth anniversary of that passing. So we recognize that, and we also honor all those who, especially at this time of year, we're thinking of in memory. And this is definitely a time with the holidays that people think about those folks who have gone before. We now begin our time of extended reflection, meditation, prayer. And I invite you to use this time as you would. We share the video about basic mindfulness techniques that, of course, is geared to children, but I think also in its simplicity is helpful for all of us, because it can be difficult sometimes to let all that stuff from the past go, and all that stuff from the future, and all that stuff that we worry about out in the world, to just let go of that for a moment and be centered in who we are and where we are. We have seen the great cathedrals, stone laid upon stone, carved and cared for by centuries of certain hands. Seeing the slender minarets soar from dusty streets to raise the cry of faith to the one and only God. Seeing the placid pagodas where gilded Buddhas squat amid the temple bells and incense. We've seen the tumbled temples half buried in the sands, choked with verdant tangles, sunk in coraled seas, old truths toppled and forgotten. We've even seen the wattled huts, the sweat lodge hogans, the wheeled yurts, and the ice age caverns where unwritten worship raised its knowing voices. But here in this moment, we build temples in our hearts. Side by side, we gather. We mix the mortar of the scattered dust of the Holy of Holies with the sacred water of the Ganges, lay Moorish alabaster on the blocks of Angkor Wat, and rough-hewn Stonehenge slabs. Here we plumb Doric columns for strength of reason, square them with stern Protestant planks, and illuminate all with Chartreuse's jeweled windows and the brilliant lamps of science. Yes, here we build temples in our hearts. I invite you into a time of silence. I invite you to enter into that silent temple within your own heart.
Here we build temples in our hearts. Side by side we come, scavenging the ages for wisdom, cobbling together as best we may the stones of 1,000 altars, leveling with doubt, framing with skepticism, measuring by logic, sinking firm foundations in the earth as we reach for the heavens. Here we build temples in our hearts, a temple for each heart, a village of temples, none shading another, connected by well-worn paths, built alike on sacred ground. Here we build temples, waiting for morning to come, for the dawn to break over the horizon, for us to be able to say from that place in our hearts, yes, morning has come.
Morning has come, arise and greet the day. Dance with joy and sing a song of gladness. The light of hope here shines upon each face. May it bring faith to guide our journey home. A new day dawns, once more the gift is given. Wonder fills this moment shared together. The light of peace here shines upon each face. May it bring faith to guide our journey. Open our eyes to see that life abounds. Open hearts to welcome it among us. The light of love here shines upon each face. May it bring faith to guide our journey.
Time is but the stream I go fishing in. I drink at it, but while I drink, I see the sandy bottom and detect how shallow it is. It's this current slides away, but eternity remains. I would drink deeper, fish in the sky, whose bottom is pebbly with stars. Life is a strange medley of meeting and parting, of glad salutations and sad farewells, of joy-wreathed forces and tear-stained cheeks, too intimate for analysis, too august for exposition, too short for bitterness, just long enough for love. For a few brief years, we walk together the pilgrim way that leads to the city of light, sharing high joys and deep sorrows, until each becomes a part of the other, blending the strength of one with the weakness of the other. Little wonder, then, that by this mystic fusion, we become a part of all that we have loved and who have loved us. Who can measure the reach of the influence as it softens and mellows another life by its death touch? Creators are we with the gift and scope of the gods. As we take care of this bit of road and of one another, we touch our hearts in gratitude for the sympathy learned through suffering, the patience learned by being forgiven, the strength won by being born. Even so have we learned to understand dimly the blessing of a hurt, the voice of silence, and the companionship of solitude, revealed in our pilgrim hymns, our wayfaring elegies, and our wistful roadside prayers that gave the soul wings and the mind a staff. And though a face vanishes and a voice is stilled, yet the heart remembers those it has loved. Oh, fellow pilgrims, farewell. I cry you Godspeed to the next milestone and beyond.
I dug and dug deeper into the earth, looking for blue heaven, choking always on piles of dust rising. Then once, at midnight, I slipped and fell into the sky. A few years ago, a great friend of the family had great gravity of need. His partner in life was leaving, and his four teenage children, whom he'd held as babies and loved and raised all this time, had all but stopped speaking to him. He's a baker and an artist, and his business was in tatters. Did you know that disaster literally means falling star? He asked us at one point. One night in the midst of the maelstrom of stars crashing all around, he called to tell us about an anonymous note someone had mailed to his bakery. We weren't at home, so he read it into our answering machine. Hey guys, listen to this note that someone sent today. Sir, you have saved my life with bread. Thank you, an old friend. Our friend was silent for a long, long while. We had a machine that allowed deep silences. It would not disconnect a caller lost momentarily in reverie or caught in contemplation. Then came his voice again, as if we could answer through the tape. What do you think of that? He was quiet, then said, it makes me think of an old Ojibwe song, the song of the bird. Sometimes I go about in pity for myself, and all the while the wind is bearing me across the sky. That was his whole message. Not long after that, it seemed the stars moved in their courses more reliably and in time, by grace and his own will, in accordance with his temper. Our friend was healed. When we are lost or losing ground, it takes discipline and it takes work. Spiritual discipline and spiritual work to get ourselves back home again, to center down, to be quiet and listen for our calling, the voice of God or the voice within that tells us who we are. We must practice with intention, and that's the contemplative work that balances and nourishes any life of activism. But once in a while, by grace or by chance, blessings will come unannounced. A note in the mail, a voice on the tape, a squeeze on your shoulder, a listening ear of a friend who knows and loves you well enough to speak the truth to you and nothing else and nothing less. The way back home when we are lost is a solitary journey. But we are here to encourage one another on that lonely way and point out signs and markers that weary travelers easily could miss. Whether we look for our inspiration from moonlight or sunlight or starlight, we wonder what it is to be human. And I think one of the things that distinguishes humanity from everything else is that being present, being mindful, is not something we naturally do. A bird or a plant, they don't have to practice being in the moment. But we do. The gift of all the complexity that we have been given as human beings, the depth of our emotions, our ability to feel and remember and reflect, it also gets in the way sometimes. Gets in the way of feeling who and what we are. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing. Invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. I invite you into just a moment of silence to consider gratitude for all that it means to be human. As we wind down to the end of the year, I recognize I don't know what the future holds. Sometimes I don't even know what happened last week. But I do know that I have the ability, when I'm intentional about it, looking around, of appreciating what I have, what surrounds me, the places of gratitude that I can be mindful of. We, unaccustomed to courage, exiles from delight, live coiled in shells of loneliness until love leaves its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train come ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our soul. We are weaned from being timid in the flush of love's light. We dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and ever will be. Yet it is only love that sets us free. It is only love that sets us free.
Our offering is a vital way we show our gratitude for this community. By giving to UUCF, we know that this community of caring will continue to do its good work in the world. We thank you for your generosity.
Thousands words swim round my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hands. But I know you need me in the next room over. I am stuck in here all paralyzed. For months I got myself in ruts. Too much time spent a mirror framed in yellow walls. Ooh, ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. And after we are through 10 years of making it to be the most glorious debuts, I'll go back and count my things, because the clothes I wore out there I will not wear around you. And now everyone around me shakes their head in disbelief and says we're too caught up. Oh, ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Oh, ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Oh, ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. And everyone around me shakes their head in disbelief and says I'm too caught up. They say young is good and old is fine and truth is cool, but all that matters is you have your good times. Their good times come with prices, and I can't believe it when I hear the jokes they make. At anyone's expense except their own, would they laugh if they knew who paid? Oh, ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about.